Create Portland Utility Board to strengthen oversight functions for city water, sewer, and stormwater services.
I understand you have some amendments,
Commissioner. Yes, Mayor. Thank you. We have a little housekeeping, and I'm going to try to keep this as organized as possible. Carla, could you please hand out the proposed amendments? Ben Walters is here to make sure that if I stumble, I get back on the right path, and we'll try to do this as efficiently as possible. I have a brief narrative to walk you through these, and then we'll offer, Mayor, it's my intention then to offer the amendments as a package, and then to offer, permission to slap an emergency clause on this so that we can dispose of the matter today. So, by way of background, colleagues, last week we voted to adopt Commissioner Fritz's amendment to strengthen the process for selecting and appointing pub members. Today, Commissioner Fritz and I are introducing an amendment to ensure that non-represented and represented Bureau employees have a voice, a meaningful voice, during the annual budget review process. Under the amendment, they would serve as ex officio members of the pub for a limited period of time to correspond with the budget process. We are also adding language, proposed language, that would require public comment at all pub meetings. Commissioner Saltzman and I are introducing an amendment incorporating some proposed language from Mike Houck, specifically references to watershed health in the underlying documents. You have before you the proposed amendments. I think they are pretty straightforward, 3.123.010 and 3.133.020 are amended to incorporate some suggested language from Mike Houck. 3.123.040, new sub C, contains the provision which would allow up to three ex officio non-voting members to be appointed, and this is designed to compensate for the fact that historically both the Water Bureau and the Bureau of Environmental Services had Bureau advisory budget advisory committees that had two a represented, non-represented employee serving on them. Now we've collapsed this to a single nine-person body, and I think it was a very good suggestion of Commissioner Fritz that we should have the flexibility to appoint ex officio non-voting members during the period of the budget so that the pub would have the benefit of the experience and the input of both represented and non-represented employees. And then 3.123.090 is the new subsection which reflects the requirement that there be public testimony and opportunities for public comment at all pub meetings. Mayor, I would move this amendments collectively as amendments A.
Okay. Second.
Further discussion? Roll call on including the amendments.
Mayor, beforehand, just a point of clarification from the drafter. This got rolled up into a single document.
Right.
The language about a single underline really only applies to 010 and 020, and actually those don't reflect the changes from last week at this point in time. So the double underline is the new language in both 010 and what should be 3123, not 133020.
Okay.
That's the new language from Mike Houck. And then 040 and 090, that single underline is all new language in both of those sections.
Okay. All right. So we'll adopt those as a package with an
understanding. And, Mayor, since it's a fully integrated document and it contains the emergency clause and the effective date, I would move the entire package of amendments as Amendment A.
Okay.
Second.
Yeah, that's actually what I thought you had done. But we'll take it once more with feeling. Any further discussion? Roll call on accepting the amendments.
Fish?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Novick?
Aye.
Fritz?
Well, thank you very much, Commissioner Fish, for working through me as you promised you would last week to looking at these amendments. And I'm very pleased that we've been able to incorporate the Public Involvement Advisory Council's guidelines for the makeup of Bureau budget advisory committees as part of your new commission. Aye.
Hales.
Good thing made better. Aye.
Okay. Again, I appreciate the collaborative way that my colleagues have engaged the amendment process. I think this is demonstrably stronger. I would also note that we received a letter this week from the Portland Business Alliance giving their strong and enthusiastic support for this package, and that has been made a part of the record. And now we have the amended ordinance with an emergency clause on the table before the council.
Okay. Since we've amended the ordinance, I want to provide the opportunity for anyone to speak that would like to testify. Hearing none, then the emergency clause has been added. We'll take a roll call vote.
Fish.
Well, thank you, Mayor and colleagues. I want to take just a moment to reflect on how we got here. At a work session in December of 2014, we heard the preliminary recommendations of the Utility Oversight Blue Ribbon Commission. They proposed a new Portland Utility Board to replace the existing Public Utility Review Board, or PURB, and the individual Utility Budget Advisory Committees. They also proposed that the PUB would operate year-round, assisted by a full-time dedicated staff, and that they would report directly to the citizen, to the City Council. The idea was that this new PUB would work in conjunction with the outside oversight of the Citizens Utility Board of Oregon to strengthen transparency and accountability at both the Portland Water Bureau and the Bureau of Environmental Services. I'm pleased that their good idea has now found its way into an ordinance which has secured the support of my colleagues. Once we adopt this ordinance today, we will be launching a full-blown recruitment effort for potential members to the PUB. I have placed on my website information about how to apply. Applications will be received until about the middle of July. It is our goal to have the PUB up and running by late August so that it can fully participate in our next budget cycle. At this point, there's a number of people that I'd like to thank. Mayor Hales, I'd like to thank you and Jackie Dingfelder for your strong partnership. I'd like to acknowledge again Chair Dwight Holton and all the members of the Blue Ribbon Commission whose thoughtful work has brought us to this day. I want to thank the Citizens Utility Board of Oregon and Janice Thompson. This is a unique relationship with a public utility, and I think if we look over the last year, it's clear that this has been a mutually beneficial relationship that is especially good for our ratepayers. I want to thank Dan and Amanda for the way they approached the amendment process and for the good ideas that they placed on the table, which, as I said, I think strengthens this ordinance. I want to thank Ben Walters for his invaluable assistance as a lawyer and his patience and his guidance throughout. And I want to thank my team, in particular, Jim Blackwood and Sonia Schmansky and Liam Frost, who have been working on this and for quite some time and probably never thought this day would come. But I think collectively we are proud that we are at this moment. And again, I thank everyone who has had a hand in shaping this process, all the folks on the public that have weighed in, and we commit moving forward to have this up and running by late August and then to fulfill the promise of this PUB, which is strengthening oversight and accountability at our two utilities. Aye.
Heltzman.
Well, thank you, Commissioner Fish, also for your leadership in bringing this home. And I appreciate the work of the Blue Ribbon Commission. And I look forward to getting some good members appointed to PUB and get them up and running to keep a good eye on our rates. Aye.
Novick.
Congratulations, Commissioner. Aye.
Fritz.
Thank you, Commissioner Fish, for the collaborative spirit and the leadership you've shown on this. As I was looking through the amendments last night, I noticed that there are no term limits for the PUB board members, which is of concern to me, and I concur with you that now is a little late to bring it up now. I'm looking forward to the discussions that you've promised over the next month to perhaps bring back an amendment to set term limits. I think it's probably what I have done in my two bureaus is look into the term limits. As you'll maybe all remember, we added term limits to the Gulf Advisory Committee a year or so ago. And then got some turnover after 20 years or more of folks serving. But I know from my experience on the Planning Commission that it was very meaningful to me as a citizen volunteer to get that experience and to learn some of the things that enabled me to run for city council. So I want to make sure that this board has certain stability, but also some opportunities for new people to come on board from time to time. So I look forward to having that discussion with you. And again, thank you very much for presenting this new oversight body, which I do believe will strengthen our system.
Hales.
Well, just reflecting a little bit, 2.5 years ago, Commissioner Saltzman was among those who recommended that I refresh bureau assignments and move things around, and Commissioner Fish asked you to take on a big job of having both utilities under one roof at a time when there was a lot of turmoil and controversy, and frankly that we're at this point here today with this kind of accord and stability and reliability about how we're operating our utilities is a really strong testament to your leadership. And then secondly, the fact that we've gotten to a level of real and effective oversight through this process is an assurance to the whole community that you meant that and that we meant that. So very proud that we're at this point. Really appreciate what you and your team have put together here, and look forward to this particular vehicle of the pub really giving the community a clear view of what we do and why, and question what we do carefully so that we always do the right things. But this certainly is the right thing. I'm very pleased and proud to vote aye. Thank you.